This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The Biden family, frankly, is just a web of concealment, of deception. A lot of people would say corruption. But let's be very clear. You have this many companies involved, this velocity of transactions, size of transactions. Like my colleagues have said, this is not how normal businesses operate. I had the ability with Chairman Comer and other members of the committee to go over to the Treasury building and review documents. And having read those documents, one thing is became pretty crystal clear, that there were many people who had serious questions about the transactions and about the velocity of these transactions, and they either get very, very, very deep into concealment, hiding money, shifting money. And for the purpose, we don't know, because one thing everybody in this room and the American people definitely know is that the Biden family doesn't really have a business. There is no business structure around this family except politics. And since Joe Biden has spent decades in the Senate, served 8 years as vice president, and is now president of the United States, and the family's getting money from various countries and foreign businesses through various shell companies and this web of LLCs. I mean, guys, you in the press, this is easy pickings. I'm giving you Pulitzer stuff here. Like, all you have to do is literally look at our memo and see the level of detail upon which they have created this. And it's very, very frustrating. We have now been able to clearly see that the Biden's associates, like Rob Walker, Eric Sherman, has been discussed, created at least 16 companies while Joe Biden was vice president of the United States. 16 companies created while he was vice president. Now the list is 20, and as we continue our investigation, that list is growing. And like I said before, the question is, to serve what purpose? And the purpose of all these companies being created is to conceal money that the Biden family has been gaining because Joe Biden has been sitting at the upper echelon of our politics for almost 5 decades. That is the entire purpose here. Here's an example of what I mean. You have Rosemont Seneca Partners, Rosemont Seneca Advisors, Rosemont Seneca Technology Partners, RSP Holdings, RSTP2 Alpha, RSTP2 Bravo, Rosemont Seneca Thornton, Rosemont Seneca Bohai. I want to make sure I pronounce it right. Bohai, B-O-H-A-I. And the list goes on and on. Cycling through this many companies serves no legitimate purpose. And as somebody who actually worked in banking, I did that long before I came here. Whenever there was like this many companies just laying all over the place, and you see wire transfers and cashier checks over here going to random members of the family for no apparent purpose at the size and velocity at which all of this was being conducted, the only logical conclusion of a financial professional is you are concealing money. Let me restate this. You are concealing money from either the IRS or from credit agencies or from other people in general. That's the only reason you set up a structure like this. Some of these companies were connected to Hunter's personal professional company, Osweco, or Skinny Atlas, Scale Atlas, however you want to pronounce it. And the list goes on and on. And Mr. Biggs, he talked about Hudson West 3 and some of those other issues that were going on as well. One thing I want to make sure is that all of this has happened and Joe Biden is aware. Nobody in this room can logically sit here and say that the President of the United States had no idea that these companies were being formed while he was Vice President of the United States. And I will add you, he was in probably a better mental shape then than he is today. You know, I'll throw that out there. And so what this committee is going to continue to do is pursue this investigation. We are going to continue to document, and we're going to provide that information to all of you in the press. So to help you, and frankly, you know, like Congressman May said, and probably help the DOJ along with their investigation, one quick note, it's interesting that the Department of Justice has been investigating Hunter Biden for quite some time, and we seem to just never really get anywhere.
All right, the full press conference is about 45 minutes long. We're posting it at Infowars.com under the live show feed. Our special guest joins us on the other side, Scott Bennett. This is going to be extremely informative. This information to save our republic. We'll be right back in 60 seconds.
InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. Two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them, or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock, I want to remind you are now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth, back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Pill Plus is 40% off right now, but in a week or so, it's going to go back to full price. It's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we have a real American patriot on with us in the next hour, joining us now. We're very honored to have him with us. Ex-U.S. Army PSYOPs expert, Fox News fired Carlson to maintain semi-lobotomized, quasi-retarded population, Paul Joseph Watson wrote a week or so ago. Former U.S. Army psychological warfare officer says that Tucker Carlson was fired by Fox because of the regime's agenda to maintain a uniform, semi-lobotomized, quasi-retarded population, close quote. Remarks were made by U.S. counterterrorism expert Scott Bennett, who is a hero. If you look at the Clintons and Obama and the Fast and Furious and the guns to Al-Qaeda and ISIS and the money laundering and the Clinton Foundation, we know about a lot of it because of Scott Bennett. And just like they're trying to put me in prison and Roger Stone and Elon Musk and Donald Trump, they put him in prison, but he was vindicated. He's been vindicated. I'm not going to go over his lengthy anti-terrorism background, but it is substantive. I know he doesn't want to talk about his curricula vitae, but he should probably spend a few minutes about himself for folks that don't know who he is. He's a U.S. Army Special Operations Officer, 11th Psychological Operations Battalion, Civil Affairs Psychological Operations Command, Global Psychological Warfare Counterterrorism Analyst. He just goes on for hours. And his website is ShellGameWhistleblower.com, ShellGameWhistleblower.com. I'm going to try to give you the floor to go where you want with this, but obviously Tucker Carlson is just a window into this larger real world. We see the congressional hearings the last 2 months, where now they admit what we already experienced. Hell, I watched the congressional hearings, Armed Services Committee of the House, saying I'm a Russian agent. I've experienced the CIA. I've experienced the PSYOPs. Now, there's other white hat groups that have really helped us, and we've broken a lot of information. So the government's not the enemy, but criminals have hijacked it at the top. It's like if you're on a plane and a guy, you know, pulls out a bomb and puts the captain's uniform on, that's not the captain. So the airline and the pilot's not our enemy. He's tied up. We got people that have hijacked the country. So he can give us a window into Obama legalizing, what, 10 years ago, congressionally using domestic propaganda here. Now you're seeing the full extent of that. And then the Restrict Act, saying they'll put us in jail, and they're resurrecting the new Ministry of Truth run by U.S. intelligence agencies, pointed at the American people. So what brought down Rome, what brought down Venezuela, what brought down Germany, having your intelligence agencies and your military against you has now happened. It's called cultural, political, national cancer is how I would describe it. So, Scott, ShellGameWhistleblower.com. Thank you so much. I'm going to try to let you talk as much as you like. 35,000 foot view. Start with Tucker Carlson. Big picture. All your travails. Everything you said being vindicated now coming out. Can we unseat this coup without violence? What do you think their next tricks are? There's a million places to go with your expertise. I hope you'll join us again soon. An hour is not enough. Maybe we can do a commercial-free podcast sometime for 2 hours when we fly you down here. But congratulations on your work, sir, and being vindicated. So wherever you'd like to start.
Well, let's start with the word of the Lord. He says, when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. And blessed be the Lord my strength, who teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. And I was just down in Texas, and I'll say, if all the republics of the world shall fall, Texas will be the last man standing. And it's an honor to be on your show, Alex. I just wanted to put that on there for white purposes. I was a Army officer, direct commission, psychological operations because of my advanced degrees. I was at the State Department Counterterrorism Office under General Del Daley, Joint Special Operations Command. I worked in Joint Military Information Support Command, Crystal City, in a secret building on a secret floor. I was also at MacDill. I had a TSSCI clearance, so I was in the highest levels of counterterrorism. Before that, I was in the Bush administration. Before that, I was at the Heritage Foundation. So Tucker and I sort of had some parallels. He was in, growing up in La Jolla. I grew up in Laguna Beach, California. But I went out to Washington, D.C. in 1998, to do the good fight. And, it was there that, I sort of cut my teeth in government and think tanks and, went into the military, as a direct commission. And I specialized in psychological warfare, counter-Islamic theory. CIA had picked up some papers of mine, and I was known in the community. And when I went into Booz Allen Hamilton and Special Operations Command, to make a long story short, I started seeing the direct connection between Union Bank of Switzerland, the Clinton Foundation, a law firm called Covington & Burling, Eric Holder, Lanny Breuer, Barack Obama, Joe Biden, a whole assortment of colorful clown characters from the Obama administration. And I filed reports and I gave briefings. And the next thing I know, I'm arrested at the front gate and told I filled out my housing form improperly. I thought it was a CIA test, but it wasn't. It was a deep state reaction to the explosive suppositories that I seemed to be inserting into their gullet. And they threw me in jail for making a false statement on a housing form because they said I circled the wrong bubble. But in reality, White Hats had been directing me and had said, Scott, you're going to be going in. And it was to track a Swiss banker that a colleague of mine, Ed Snowden, had been tracking. Ed and I were at Booz Allen together. He was in Hawaii. I was in Crystal City in the Pentagon. But the Swiss banker was the key to 19,000 bank accounts, hundreds of millions of dollars at the Clinton Foundation and Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and a guy named Robert Wolf, chairman of UBS, were using in financing black operations from Syria to Libya to Ukraine to Iraq. And that report came out in Shell Game, and that's on the website. People can go there and see it. Shell Game is a military whistleblowing report that was sent to Congress. There's a chapter called Follow the Money, and you see all of the congressmen and senators that received a copy of it, Mike Pompeo, Jeff Sessions, among many, many others, and absolutely nothing was done. And I wrote it as a military officer who had been shanghaied by the Obama administration. And Michael Isikoff and Tom Hamburger, two CIA journalists, came up and debriefed me. I then had my family's homes broken into and their safes stolen. So there, yes, there were some nefarious overlaps. But we wrote the Shell Game report. We sent it out. And what make another long story short, Alex, is my connection with UBS and direct intel in Hong Kong and elsewhere built up a dossier, which I gave to President Trump and many others. I, in fact, gave it to, I was at a conference in Dallas and I met Sidney Powell and Joe Flynn. And this is when General Flynn had just been incarcerated. And I said, you know, the law firm, your brother's using, Joe, is a terrorist financing law firm. They're stabbing in the back. He has to fire them. And next thing you know, I told it to Sidney Powell too. General Flynn fired Covington and Burling and hired Sidney Powell, and Sidney Powell contacted me and asked for more information on Covington. And then I wrote an amicus, and she submitted a brief, and the Justice Department dropped all charges because she said, I'm the new attorney, and I want to know everything that's been said between Covington and Burling and the Department of Justice. And they didn't want it to know that they had an incestuous relationship and that they had stabbed General Flynn in the back. So that's why he's free. That's why he's alive, because the Justice Department didn't want this connection known between their law firm that finances and is the legal cover for UBS, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, the Chinese Communist Party, all sorts of bad operations. So that's just a General Flynn sideway. But the UBS connection is extraordinarily significant because I was invited back to be part of Donald Trump's election analytics team, where we looked at the election fraud, the documents, the algorithms, and I had special intel coming to me from a variety of sources I won't go into. But I put together a briefing that showed how Union Bank of Switzerland entered into a contract with the Chinese Communist Party going back to 2009 that evolved from 2009 up until 2020, where UBS and the Chinese Communist Party created UBS LLC and then worked through Staple Street Capital to acquire Dominion, ES&S, and Premier voting machines. That was a direct national security threat to the United States. It shows a foreign entity influencing our elections by purchasing the voting machines. We know the algorithmic impregnation that occurred later. But that's the Union Bank of Switzerland, Chinese Communist Party connection to Dominion, ES&S, and Premier.
And that's all incredibly important, and I don't want you to continue.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think.
Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And testifies to Congress that indeed those are bioweapon labs.
Yes, they are, and they've been developing strains of pathogens and diseases that would be aerosolized and delivered against Russian-speaking populations in eastern Ukraine for the purposes of disintegrating the population centers and advancing a low-intensity conflict against Russia. And for that reason, Russia stepped in, and I think, you know, I'm not a Putin apologist at all, but I am a truth speaker and a traditional family values conservative, and I see Russia was forced to go in and stop this bio lab war that we were initiating under NATO and the European Union, and again, Victoria Nuland, John Kerry, Barack Obama, Joe Biden. And another significant aspect of the Ukrainian situation, Alex, which you know well too, is the biochemical labs were funded by Rosemont Seneca, Metabiota, one of the organizations that was responsible for a lot of the experimentations as a government contractor, was previously called Global Viral Forecasting Institute. And you've got Paul Pelosi Jr., you've got Christopher Hines, you've got Hunter Biden, you've got an association of these, children of the greatest criminals this government's ever produced, involved with the chemical biolabs in Ukraine, that were creating things that one could argue were shipped back to Chapel Hill, which was one of the contractors on the intelligence documents. Then to Fort Detrick and then Wuhan, and this whole shell game of moving things around occurred, but it really originated in the Ukrainian operation. And that is why Joe Biden and his puppet handlers, I should say the Obama administration third term, Obama is really behind the curtain, is the little man with his Michael LeVon Robinson standing next to him. Obama is the one pulling the strings of Joe Biden. And the massive money laundering, the massive corruption, the massive child trafficking, the criminality in Ukraine is voluminous. And, another reason that they're engaging in this war. And FTX, there's another card to play. They're doing massive money laundering. And
I want to walk through all that, but give me your 35,000-foot view. They admit they're trying to destabilize. Klaus Schwab says you'll own nothing, you'll have nothing. They are erasing the border. They are flooding us with fentanyl. They are brainwashing our children. They're financing race war. The globalists are launching this war with Russia while they, at the same time, attack America, which is hurting the dollar. Obviously, I know they want to bring down civilization and then use that collapse as the saviors to come out on top. But I don't actually see it even going well for them. The whole world's starting to wake up. People are turning against them, but they seem to only be doubling down. Or you think the globalists are winning right now?
I think you're right. The American people are the leaders in so many ways of the world because of their strength of heart. And I don't say that arrogantly. I don't say that with exceptionalism or any of the slogans. But the American people have been on the land that America, that God put us on, and we're especially blessed. And I think the best of the Americans, which, you know, I think largely are an audience from your show, ironically enough, the best Americans, the smartest Americans, the toughest Americans, those Americans that cherish their God, their family, their land, have woken up. They haven't let themselves be poisoned with this shot. They're not letting their children be poisoned by the brainwashing of wokeism, rainbow flags, transgender surgery, which is really a form of child sacrifice. We are rising up as separate entities, separate leaders, separate voices. And that's going to carry the day, Alex, is for individual counties and towns and states to say, no, we're not accepting the jurisdiction of Joe Biden. We're not accepting him as a president in our school district and our county supervisor.
And that's the good news. People recognize he's not real as the third administration of Obama. Football teams, basketball teams, college and NFL, everyone's refusing the visits. The players are saying, we're not going. And they try to order him to go. They won't go. That's never happened before. People recognize this isn't real.
That's been what has been required, is this awakening, this transformation, this sense of loss. You cannot get into a fight until you've had everything stripped of you, until you have been completely purged of the materialism, until you have been slapped awake out of your numb, fuzzy intoxication from football games on the weekend to all sorts of leisure and intoxicants, which are part of the psyop. People are ineffective in political combat until they have been starved of that and purged of that and fasting from that. And I think we've had a fast from, the real Reagan Trump leadership for the past 2 years. And we
agree with you. And used to, I would get persecuted and I didn't like it, but I fought through it. I'm not a masochist, but now I know that's I'm over the target. Now I enjoy the pain, and it's been quite the process. And I'm not trying to brag. I'm just saying it's the Holy Spirit. But now I enjoy it. Actually, it's wild, and it's like a V for Vendetta, where V's putting her through that psychological operation, and he says, "All right, well, you're not going to turn your friends in. I'm going to kill you." She goes, "Kill me." He goes, he opens the door and he says, "You're free now." I think that's the point a lot of people are getting to. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they're waking up and they're finding their strength. You know, the joy of the Lord is your strength. We're to be joyful, happy warriors. We don't submit to their rainbow flag wokeism. We don't submit to any of their tyranny. We're not a racist country. We're not a bigoted country. All of that is propaganda and psyop. So we're seeing states break up, too. I think you're going to see a reorganization of the national republic. You're going to have some areas like New York and Chicago and elsewhere that are just going to disintegrate into the swamp of their own decadence and violence and stupidity and madness. But then you've got great states and republics like Texas, like Florida, like the Midwest, who are, people are leaving California and elsewhere to be among their tribe. And it's not a white thing. There's blacks, there's Hispanics, there's Asians. Every tribe that cherishes traditional family values and God and our rights that are protected under the Second Amendment, our rights given to us by God, our Second Amendment right is our right to defend ourselves, defend our country from government tyranny, not from rabid deer. All of these rights are forming the foundation upon which a new republic, I think, is rising. And people need to be prepared for that. And that's what makes an exciting time is, in the end, you know, we rise up. It is the V for Vendetta moment. We're rising up with great strength, and we're inoculated, to use that term loosely, against the lies of the deep state. Now, I do anticipate they're going to accelerate their international conflicts to try and create the smoke and fire to cover their own domestic terrorist agenda here in the United States with Iran or Russia or China. I've been to Iran twice. It is not an enemy of the United States. It is a great Christian population that is rising in Iran. And the same with Russia, traditional family values. Not
that's right. I've seen polls that upwards of 80% of people below 25 are pro-American Iran. Same thing in Russia. They're smart enough to know they've got leaders that they don't like, but they understand we're still the best house in a bad neighborhood.
Yeah, they do. That's a good way of framing it. And they have a love for America. When I was in Iran, I saw smiles and joy. I never had a sour look. I never had any feeling of negativity. And I was there with other former government officials. You know, I won't go into names.
Scott, stay there. We got to go to break. You got so much to share with us today. Incredible guest. Got to get him back on again soon. Amazing. Find his website at shellgamewhistleblower.com and his book. This is really down the rabbit hole, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
And disinformation. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
If you think things are bad now, we've just begun to pull the curtain back. I'd say it's back 20%. What are we going to see once it's fully down? I don't see the globalists surviving this, but how do we not let them take us down with them? Scott Bennett, former Army Psychological Operations Officer and a real patriot, is giving us incredible analysis. We're going to get his take here in just a moment, but here's a metaphor or an allegory of what we're dealing with.
Please, sir, we've done what you told us. We brought you the broomstick of the Wicked Witch of the West. We melted her.
Oh, you liquidated her, eh? Very resourceful.
Yes, sir. So we'd like you to keep your promise to us, if you please, sir.
Not so fast. Not so fast. I'll have to give the matter a little thought.
plenty of time already.
Yeah. Do not arouse the wrath of the great and powerful Oz. I said come back tomorrow.
If you are really great and powerful, you'll keep your promises.
Do you presume to criticize the great Oz? You ungrateful creatures, think yourselves lucky that I'm giving you audience tomorrow instead of 20 years from now.
Oh,
the great Oz has spoken.
Oh,
pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. The great Oz has spoken.
Who are you?
Oh, I am the great and powerful.
2 days ago at the Berkshire Hathaway meeting that Bill Gates was at with Warren Buffett, one of the major shareholders got up and exposed them and Jeffrey Epstein, their whole evil plan. They had him arrested. But that's not a sign of their strength. That's a sign of their weakness. So the curtain's being pulled back. What are we really going to find on the other side? It's already so horrible. And how do we peacefully stop these people? I'm going to shut up and give Scott Bennett the floor here. Scott, please continue.
Well, previously you'd asked about Tucker Carlson, Alex, and I had the good pleasure of meeting Tucker Carlson at the San Francisco studio he came out to broadcast at, and I would do broadcasts from the studio too. So it was Tucker, myself, his makeup girl, and a friend of his wife's, and I gave him a copy of my book, Shell Game, and I said, Tucker, you know, be careful with this because CIA and all sorts of operations have come against me, but I told him my credentials and background, and Tucker looked at it, and he read through it, and he thumbed it, and then he goes, huh, okay, you know, in his Tucker way. And we talked for a little while about everything that happened to me and the 35,000-foot view of what was really going on with the Obama administration and Biden and terrorist financing and UBS and all sorts of operations. And he changed after reading that book. He kind of acquired a serrated edge. So Tucker has been growing and evolving, and I think prayer goes a long way, and people really need to know that prayer is the most powerful weapon in the universe. So I want to encourage people to pray for you personally, Alex, to pray for your people and your staff and your channel. Pray for me. We are rising to serve our country, to serve out of loyalty and love to our Constitution, our family, our liberties. We are rising up and sacrificing for a greater good because our Heavenly Father is calling us to this fight. And this is also a fight that's intergenerational. When you played that clip of Dorothy and Toto, the thought came to me, one of the most powerful things that can happen, that can set the deep state and their minions, their priests of wokeism and transgenderism and every evil thing in school boards and such, the most powerful psyop is for a young boy or girl between 12 and 14, 15, to go in, even younger than that, if they're skilled, to go in and speak and say, my name is Betsy Sue, and I do not want to become a boy. I do not want to cut my breasts off. My name's Johnny, and I don't want to cut my penis off and become a girl. And I'm offended that you're trying to push this down my throat. I'm offended when I see books about little boys being raped by men in the shower. I'm offended and disgusted by you. And God says, vengeance is mine, I shall repay. God says, it is better for you to have a millstone tied around your neck and cast into the farthest parts of the sea. For a child to stand up, maybe that's a child shall lead them, for a child to stand up and roar, the righteous are as bold as a lion, for them to stand up and make these declarations to serve them notice, as part of the legal documentation I always train people in, serve them notice that they are doing evil and will be punished eternally for it, as well as in this terrestrial plane, as America rises up and reclaims our states and our federal government and our agencies. This is the way to make them fall backwards. This is the way to make school boards run in terror for the evil they're doing, is by little people, small people, young children, going to the podiums and declaring with righteous boldness, with the strength of Samson, that they just won't tolerate this brainwashing being pushed into their schools for a woke agenda of these old people over 40 or 50 that have never been married, that don't know what a man or a woman is, some purple-haired, multiple-pierced, rainbow-flag-worshipping lunatic from San Francisco that happens to move into a school and corrupt a school board in Texas or Idaho. Of course, I don't think Texas allows them. This is the way to fight back, is by going into your counties, going into your school boards with groups of people. We've got an entity on our website, globalfreedomtd.com, called the Constitutional Law Enforcement Committee. This is a committee people can form. It's like the committees of safety, but it's about going in saying we are not allowing anything that violates the Constitution in our county, in our school boards, and we will sue you civilly and criminally for corrupting a minor. You're teaching religion when you teach transgenderism. And the Constitution says you will not establish and teach a religion.
And that's right. And now they even have New York Times articles admitting transgenderism and the fake environmental movement is the new leftist state religion. And look, Texas is okay compared to some states, but Austin's totally captured. It's just as bad. They parade the elementary students around at the LGBT events. It's all happening. But what you said about Tucker is absolutely true. And I'm not going to get into inside baseball, but he was never anti-Christian. He's talked about this. He was Episcopalian. He wasn't sure about it all. But he really knows good and evil now. He's had an experiences and knows the truth. And that's why they really came after him.
He was enlightening Americans. He was coming from a moderate position, a curious position, an intellectual position. He had been at Heritage. Heritage is a wonderful think tank. I was there. It teaches you the conservative encyclopedia of reading from Sowell to Burke to Eliot to all sorts of other authors. And Tucker was a rational thinker, an academic, an intellectual who was testing and hypothesizing and theorizing. He had brilliant people from Jordan Peterson to, a variety of other authors and speakers who were happy warriors of truth.
And we've got to go to break again here in a moment, but what you say is so key here, that it's a process of realizing there really is good and evil, and the system doesn't want us to be able to differentiate that. And you get back to local government. If you're a former military officer, PSYOPs expert, you're explaining it's the people. It's what the feds are scared of. It's what Obama's third term tried to sick the FBI or people at school board meetings, because this is our country. This is our nation. And if we simply occupy it peacefully and say no to them, they can't win. But they want to bully us and intimidate us to bow to them as if they're the moral authority. They're not the moral authority.
You're right. And serving them notice, the most powerful thing someone can say is, be advised, you're hereby served legal notice. You're violating my rights under 18 U.S. Code 241 and 242, deprivation of rights under color of law and conspiracy to deprive me of my rights. You can be criminally charged and thrown in jail for 5 years, 10 years. I'm also warning you and serving you notice of 42 U.S. Code 1983, 84, and 85, civil rights violations. I'm giving you notice now, Mr. Police Officer, Mr. Government Official, Mr. FBI, and I will sue you personally and your agency and your field office for violating my rights.
Scott Bennett, stay with us.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Was on air 29 years ago, but somebody knew about the New World Order and globalists, maybe 1%. Now it's half the public. It's all over the world. People know what's happening. Tucker Carlson is a perfect microcosm of all this. How the media spins everything. He goes, I'm going to Twitter. And they spin and say, oh, you don't have a deal with Elon Musk? Well, Elon Musk has Section 230. He doesn't want to run his own programs. By Musk opening up Twitter, it is where Tucker can go. So he's doing it with Twitter because of that. They're going to go, well, it's out of your house. Yeah, with 25 million views per video instead of 5 million on Fox. They try to spin it like, oh, it's not at the establishment studio. It's not important. It's just crazy how they try to psyop this whole thing. And I'm really concerned for Tucker. I'm concerned for his safety because he's really, really broken out as one of the main anti-globalists in the world. But Scott Bennett, getting back to you with your incredible background as an Army officer in special operations, psychological warfare, seeing all the issues against the American people, what are you concerned the globalists have up their sleeve, what they're going to pull? I'm worried about false flags. They're trying to start a race war. Now the globalists are coming for Biden to get rid of him, to bring in their next puppet. Obviously, like you said, they want to start a bigger war as a distraction. They're talking about war with China, or I'm obviously not a big fan of. But, I mean, it seems like the globalists really are like their third or fourth string. And I know they like to put puppets up like Biden, but even their top people don't seem to realize that, in my view, they've already lost. They're never going to carry all this out. They're never going to stay in power. They're never going to win. But I think they could take us with them with a nuclear war or something else or a bioweapon. That's really my concern, is they don't know when to quit. What's your view on that, and what are you concerned about, and how do we counter this?
Well, I don't have any fear from Iran or Russia engaging in a military operation against us. They know we're in a civil war. I say this all the time when I'm on Russian TV, and they have a love and a respect for America. Many of them studied in America. So we put a lot of our interviews that I do on Russian TV to give people a flavor of that, globalfreedomtv.com. I am concerned that you're right. The globalists are in desperation. Prayer is changing things, and we're rising up. And remember this, the left, the transgender, the rainbow flag, as much as we pray for the salvation of souls, some of these people are going to go homicidal, lunatic, mad dog crazy. And they're all in to their demonic agenda. So there are portions of the population that are going to even become more zombified, violent, subhuman, if you will. What I see happening on a political, pragmatic level is the bringing in of Gavin Newsom in to replace Kamala Harris. Either they'll get rid of her one way or another. They'll move Gavin Newsom into the vice presidency. Then they will either kill or take out Joe Biden and slip Gavin Newsom in ahead of 2024. And then they'll try and suspend the elections and say, we're suspending it because some Trump supporter, person is engaged in domestic terrorism. I think they're going to bring in Gavin Newsom, and that's their plan. They've been doing false flag shootings. Nashville was a false flag shooting. You put up that picture of the shooter with two different pairs of tennis shoes. I think they're amplifying, trying desperately to do false flag shootings to try and trigger a Second Amendment disarming of America. But as you know, Americans aren't going to fall for that. They're never going to surrender their right to keep and bear arms. That's just a confirmation.
Well, yeah, we got lunatics running around killing everybody. We know we're not doing that. We need that for defense. Just like this guy used a truck to kill a bunch of people in Brownsville. We don't give our trucks up because he used a truck bad.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're going to be increasingly desperate and violent and crazy. And, we have to break it down to the small county town levels. Your sheriff is the most important law enforcement officer. Your sheriff should be saying, not a single FBI agent, not a single DEA agent, or any ATF agent shall be coming into my county to do anything to my citizens without a warrant, a wet ink warrant, and asking permission. That's how we take the country back, is through small sheriffs, small local groups. Define this tyranny. And I would also say the border is going to be overrun by 700,000 to a million people. The border states need to declare not a single bus, not a single plane will be transferred across Texas lines or Arizona lines or New Mexico lines. We will stop the bus, stop the plane, arrest the bus driver for violating 1382, illegal entry of an alien into the United States. These border states need to shut down this entire invasion that the federal government is trying to facilitate.
Well, I was about to say, I talked to super high-level federal officials just in the last 3 weeks, and they were explaining that they will have people smuggling a busload of people who are convicted pedophiles. They gave me examples. And the Justice Department will not allow them to charge them with human smuggling. They'll say too much for illegal entry, and then they let the person out. I mean, it's total criminal activity, total enablement.
They need to break it down and arrest them on a small level. Texas needs to arrest them. Arizona needs to arrest. Forget the federal government. Forget the federal law enforcement. There is no law enforcement. There is no justice. There is no respectable FBI or court system anymore. Look at what they've done to Donald Trump. This is a confirmation that the country has gone rogue. We've had a communist takeover, a coup d'etat on January 6th. And we've been in a train wreck ever since. And this flooding of the border, the invasion of military-aged men from Central America, Honduras, Nicaragua, Panama, all these areas are really the dregs of the society of those areas. They're bringing in the dregs across into America, and you will see an explosion of crimes and horrors that unlike any other time in the history. For that reason, every veteran group, every National Guardsman, every Civil Air Patrol, Devil Dog, Sea Cadet, every militant component of a state's authorities need to be mobilized to defend against this and say, in a sense, to hell with what the federal government says or does. We are defending the land of Texas. Texas borders will not be violated by a single invader, and we are not giving jurisdiction to the CIA or the FBI or the ATF or the Border Patrol to do anything. This is Texas land, and we're stopping it right here and now. That's what needs to happen. We can't allow this kind of invasion because they're going to go up into every other state. They're going to go to Idaho, go to Vermont, go to North Dakota, go to Ohio, go to Missouri.
That was my next question. Biden and Obama wanted to break the border and said surge it when he got elected or stole the election, but they've broken it too good. This is even out of control for them. I mean, the flood they created is absolutely waking people up.
Well, you create a buffer zone, you electrify the fences, you send the military down there, you shut it down like it was an invasion.
And then people know to stop coming instead of saying come.
And you go down into South America, into Central America with special operations teams, and you disrupt the flow. You disrupt the parades. You disrupt their vehicles by all means necessary.
We had the Guatemalan president last week trying to get a hold of Biden. He wouldn't even talk to him. And then Kamala Harris is on the job. She's going to run the AI task force. Give me a break. Telling her this was happening, and of course they don't take the call because they're behind it.
Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, these states and need to be also volunteers from other states need to come down as special operations Sicario teams, if you will, and disrupt the invasion from the origin sources. So they need to be going down and flanking these parades and
cutting off the UN funding. The U.S. government and the State Department funds UNICEF to do this.
Yes, and a variety of other nonprofits are involved in this, and it's an act of treason. Again, you have to take control on your state level. If you had real manly leaders as governors in these states, they would say to their sheriffs, not a single bus or plane crosses Texas territory, period. I want the buses arrested, shut down, take everybody off, load them on a boat, and send them somewhere else, but not into Texas. And we don't care what the federal government says. You know, in a sense, we have to declare independence from the acts of treason and tyranny the federal government is doing under the perversion of the Refugee Resettlement Act. Refugees are the Vietnamese that escaped their torture and death under Vietnam. Refugees are not people coming from Central and South America looking for a job. That has been corrupted and perverted. It is not covered under the Refugee Resettlement Law. It has been completely perverted, and that is one of the legal justifications.
All right, Scott, we got to go to break. Do one more segment with us. I want to hear your message to people in the system, what they can do, because we know it's hijacked at the top in the system. There's still a lot of good people. I want to talk to you about that. Your book, again, can be found at ShellGameWhistleblower.com by the same title, ShellGameWhistleblower.com. Don't forget, folks, we're listener-supported, selling books, films, T-shirts, high-quality supplements, X3 back in stock. Real Red Pill Plus is selling out, still 40% off if you want it. Get it. And so many other great products at InfoWarsStore.com, like Ultimate Bone Broth, Krill Oil, and more. InfoWarsStore.com and Charcoal Toothpaste is now back in stock.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.